With Congress deliberating war funding, the debate over the situation in Iraq is heating up again. The Bush administration says the troop surge ordered by the president earlier this year has resulted in a drop in the level of violence. The U.S. second-in-command in Iraq says there has been steady progress, and things seem to be moving in the right direction. General Ray Odierno says both U.S. and Iraqi civilian casualties are down. He also says there has been a 25% to 30% decline in foreign fighters entering Iraq, and notes Syria is taking steps along its Iraqi border. He spoke on CNN's Late Edition program.
The additional forces we've have has been able to eliminate the safe havens and sanctuaries there were. We can continue to see increased capacity in the Iraqi security forces. But probably most importantly, we're seeing the Iraqi people reject terrorism within Iraq.
The troop surge was ordered by President Bush in an effort to create a security environment in which the Iraqi government could move forward with political reconciliation. General Odierno was asked if Iraq's leaders are taking the necessary steps.
They're probably not doing as quickly as we'd like, but they are starting to take steps. Some of these problems are long-term problems that have gone on for decades here in Iraq, and it's going to take some time to solve them.
But some members of the U.S. Congress wonder if the current Iraqi government can bring the country together. Senator Carl Levin, a Democrat from the state of Michigan, is chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He also appeared on CNN's Late Edition.
There is growing, I would say, frustration with the national political leaders in their failure to carry out commitments which they made to themselves and to us a year ago.
Levin said Congress will provide funding for U.S. troops in Iraq, but added lawmakers will continue to press the Bush administration to pressure Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to settle these political differences. Members of Levin's committee have been traveling to Iraq in recent days for a firsthand look at the situation. Virginia Democrat James Webb told NBC's Meet the Press that military progress is not enough. He said the Bush administration has not matched the high performance of American troops with a robust regional diplomacy.
That's the only way that we're going to be able to take advantage of the quality of the work that our military people have done, and we're still waiting.
Webb has a son who is serving with U.S. forces in Al-Anbar province. He said there has been political reconciliation in that part of the country, but stressed it began before the influx of extra American troops. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, Washington.